Arise and press with vigor on. Gird yourselves in battle dress, the Christian armor don. Challenging the host of evil, we are moving toward. We will march to victory in the army of the Lord.
Marching along to victory in the army of the Lord. Jesus is our captain and the marshal is our sword.
Knowing not defeat or loss, meet the banner of the cross. Marching on to victory in the army of the Lord. Make the heart courageous and the faith is ever strong. We can banish fear and sing a glad triumphant song. Trusting not in human strength, for that would surely fail. Only in the Holy Spirit's power can we prevail.
Marching on to victory in the army of the Lord. Jesus is our captain and the Bible is our sword.
Knowing not defeat or loss, meet the banner. Marching on to victory in the army of the Lord. Though the fight is raging over all the world today, soon the noise and din of battle will have passed away. There will be a day of peace and rest in heaven fair. When the spoils of victory the saints will fully share.
March along to victory in the army of the Lord.
Marching on to victory in the army of the Lord. Marching on to victory in the army of the Lord.
Talking about Eddie Van Halen today a little bit and his death, which was not anything out of the ordinary, but it really, I've been wanting to talk about the deal with rock music for a while now. Again, as you know, I've preached series on rock music and I've dealt with it, and it's an important thing to deal with, especially for Christians to understand that the dangers of rock music, the history and the spirit, the Antichrist spirit behind it. We're not even going to get into the religion of rock music today as much as we are the spirit of rock music. And we're going to talk about the spirit of rock music, the Antichrist spirit that it has. And make no mistake about it, rock music and the musicians of rock music absolutely hate the God of the Bible. They are absolutely rebellious to the God of the Bible. And Eddie Van Halen here died yesterday. And he died and no doubt went to a devil's hell. Every time somebody famous dies, they always say that, you know, they rest in peace. They're probably in heaven and all these other things. Well, that's not the case. If they didn't repent and put their faith and trust in Christ and follow him, and they continued to follow the philosophies of rock music, then they died and went to a devil's hell. That's not mean for me to say that. Because I'll tell you, as Eddie Van Halen is in torment right now, he would want somebody to go to his friends and family and tell them, don't come to this place. Right? Don't come to this place. And I don't get any joy out of that. God says he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Turn ye, for why will you die in your sins? So if I can use Eddie Van Halen's death to tell you the truth of rock music, and this is going to be one of many broadcasts. I don't know that I'm going to do them all in a row, but it's going to be one of many broadcasts that I'm going to deal with rock music. The spirit of this one's the spirit of rock music. We'll talk about the beats and rhythm of rock music. We'll talk about Jimmy Witt asked the question, is listening to music a sin itself? Yes, listening to the wrong music is. The wrong music can kill you. Will I go to hell for simply... No, you go to hell for being a no good sinner. You go to hell because you love your sin and you're a rebel against God. And you need to be saved from your unrighteousness by the blood of Jesus Christ, forgiven of your sins, cleansed of all unrighteousness, given the Spirit of God inside of you, and given the power to follow Christ. Men go to hell because they're sinners and they're guilty before God. And they're dead in trespasses and sins. Rock music is just one of those sins that you give yourself over to. But Van Halen died. He a few years ago, Eddie Van Halen, he had tongue cancer. He had tongue cancer. And they had to cut like a third of his tongue off. But that didn't make him repent. It didn't turn him from his sin. Ozzy Osbourne, 71 years old, is talking about him. We'll talk about Ozzy today, too. Eddie Van Halen's ex-wife says, Valerie Bertinelli pays tribute to Late Star. See you in our next life, my love. Well, you will, but it'll be in a devil's hell. And today we're really going to cover, and this is from a lot of the works of David Cloud, who did a lot of research, and really all he did was gather all these quotes together of what these people said from different, and I'm thankful for his ministry. And you can get these, a lot of these books, Rock and Roll's War Against God, you can get it free. Big book, you can get it, download it free from wayoflife.org. But support David Cloud's ministry. He's a good man. He's done a lot of good for a lot of people. He loves the Lord. He's given free things to people all over the world. Done massive amounts of research to encourage the people of God. Again, do him and I agree on everything? No. Of course not. But do I think his research is good? Absolutely, I do. I think it's wonderful. A lot of it. And him being a former hippie and musician and into all those things, he comes from a unique perspective. Oh, he always looked like he was having the best time of his life. Here's an androgynous picture. Notice the spirit of Baphomet, the long hair. A lot of these guys, the big hair bands and all these guys, a lot of them, they've got that androgynous spirit. And that's there's a spirit behind it. Just like in Christian hymns that I play for you, there's a spirit behind those hymns. And it's the spirit of the Lord behind the hymns. Here, it's the spirit of Antichrist and blasphemy. That's what it is. Yeah, we're going to talk about a few of those guys today, Jimmy Witt. And you're going to learn a little bit about those guys and learn about their what they follow. And these are their quotes. So these aren't quotes that, you know, are somebody, you know, ascribing them to these people. No, these are what they hold to. They're what they believe. I preach to you what I believe. I sing to you what I believe. They preach and sing to you what they believe. Right? That's what they do. We're no different. We're the same, right? It's what we do. And look, it's also what they do and what they follow. I wouldn't give you a gob of spit for a man's faith that he doesn't even follow. But these people, these musicians are truly, these musicians are truly the Pied Pipers. They are truly the workers of Satan. So, the following are just a few examples of the blasphemous, occultic, antichrist spirit that permeates much of rock music. The very names of many rock groups speak of blasphemy against Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible. Examples are Black Sabbath. You think about that name. Black Sabbath. Cloven Hoof. Crown of Thorns. Crucifix. Dark Throne. Deicide. Christian Death, Rosemary's Baby, Voodoo Church, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You know, this goes way back, but it also goes back to the Beatles. who, when you understand the Beatles and who they were, here's the Beatles right here. Here's their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts. Right? The Beatles were very anti-Christ people. Their press officer, Derek Taylor, he testified and he said this. They're completely anti-Christ. I mean, I am anti-Christ as well. But they're so anti-Christ, they shock me. Which isn't an easy thing. In 1964, Paul McCartney. Said, we probably seem to be anti-religious. None of us believes in God. By age 11, John Lennon was permanently barred from Sunday services in his aunt's Anglican church. Wow. I'm not surprised. I never get phone calls, but right now I get them. When I'm doing something. Let me get back to where I was at here. Lennon created a fur. You know what he did in his church? He repeatedly impoverished, improvised obscene and impious lyrics to the hymns. He did things even cruder and viler than that, such as urinate on members of the clergy from second floor windows and display homemade dummies of Christ in lewd poses. In 1966, Lenin created a fur by claiming Christianity will go. It will vanish and shrink. I needn't argue about that. I'm right and will be proved right. We're more popular than Jesus now. Though he claimed that he was misunderstood and gave a half-hearted apology after learning that his remarks might financially jeopardize their U.S. tour. Well, of course he was anti-Christ. They denied Jesus was the Lord. They denied Jesus came in the flesh. And he's in hell and the gospel is still being preached. In his 1965 work, A Spaniard in the Works, published by Simon & Schuster, Lenin portrayed Jesus Christ as Jesus El Pifico, a garlic-eating, stinking little, yellow, greasy, fascist, bastard Catholic Spaniard. In this wicked book, Lenin blasphemed the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit by calling them Father Sock and Mickey Most. Think about that for a second. And you see Christian churches play that song, Imagine. Right? They play that, and here it is, an Antichrist song. He said, imagine there's no heaven, no hell below us, above us only sky, no religion too. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. Blasphemous denial of Almighty God and his repudiation of his holy word. He hated God's word. In his song, I Found Out, Lennon exclaimed, there ain't no Jesus gonna come from the sky. In the 1970 song God from his Plastic Ono Band album, Lennon stated that he did not believe in God, the Bible, or Jesus Christ. I just believe in me. Yoko and me, and that's reality. George Harrison financed Monty Python's vile and blasphemous Life of Brian, which even Newsweek magazine described as irreverent. Time magazine called it an intense assault on religion. Paul McCartney described himself and the other Beatles as four iconolistic, brass-hard, post-Christian, pragmatic realists. Translation, Antichrist. They hate God. They hate the Bible. So why would you want to listen to their music? It's a good question, isn't it? The blasphemous rock opera Tommy featured rock and roll's most famous guitarist, Eric Clapton. Plus The Who and Elton John and other rockers who performed in it. Phil Collins, Patti LaBelle, many others, Billy Idol. It was the most blatantly anti-Christian movie. They don't sound wonderful. They sound like the devil's servants. That's what they sound like. And the only reason why you like it is because your heart is not right with God. That's why. Movie reviewer Anthony Helder called the opera the most blatantly anti-Christ movie Malignancy ever made at any time, anywhere, by anyone. Everything is done to desecrate Christianity. Yet it's performed all over the world. It's been made into a movie, a Broadway musical, an opera, a ballet. Marilyn Manson was nominated a reverend in Anton LaVey's Church of Satan. His real name being Brian Warner. Manson's message is that each person is his own God and can make his own rules. That's right, The Who did Tommy. They called it one of The Who's greatest works. Well, hang on, Born Again Grandma. I'll get to AC/DC and we'll see how long you want to listen to them. Because if you're okay with closing your eyes to listen to AC/DC... while they preach against your God in heaven, if you're born again, we'll see if you can do that or not. I have to see about that. If you can, you better check your salvation. See, these kind of messages here separate the men from the boys. They separate, they're where the rubber meets the road. Because what they deal with is your real Christian walk with God. Whether you're going to have a walk with God or you're going to walk with the world. That's what they do. And most preachers will never preach this to you. They'll never talk to you about it. They'll never bring it up to your attention. They'll never show you. Why? Because, number one, a lot of them are listening to it. Number two, they don't want to lose people. The cover for the Marilyn Manson album Hollywood depicted a rotting, crucified man on the cover, which is a mockery of Christ's crucifixion and a denial of his resurrection. The band's second album was blasphemously titled Antichrist Superstar, right? Well, at least they're telling you the truth. Right? They're telling you the truth. They're not lying to you. What is it? It's an androgynous freak. See? Because he's Antichrist. That's who he is. It's just reality. A God hater. The band's second album was called Antichrist Superstar. Warner claims that a lot of it was culled from dreams that I've been having. He says, for me, the idea of Antichrist is an unspoken knowledge that every person has. And it's just the denial of God and the acceptance of yourself as a powerful entity that can make their own decisions. Okay. Well, we should look at that, shouldn't we? Concerning Lucifer, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation of the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. Well, there you go. That's who they are. That's who he's saying he is. That's Marilyn Manson, the reflecting God. There you go. That's what they believe. That's what they're okay with. Of course they are. Peter says he's a sodomite. All of them are. All of them are bi. It's the spirit they have. Well, don't worry, we're going to get to Crowley. Marilyn Manson's song Reflecting God states this: I went to God just to see, and I was looking at me. Saw heaven and hell, where lies? When I'm God, everybody dies. Can you feel my power? Manson has ripped up Bibles, burned Bibles, and spit on pictures of Jesus. It is said that he has worn a bracelet with the letters WWJD, saying that it stands for We Want Jesus Dead. No, Crowley wasn't a pure sodomite. Crowley was bisexual. And Crowley had women as well as men. Okay, now I want to show you something about the spirit of Antichrist that these people have. So you understand. He says this, Marilyn Manson says this: hopefully I'll be remembered as the one who brought an end to Christianity. Each age must have at least one brave individual that tries to bring an end to Christianity. No one has managed to succeed yet. Maybe through music we can finally do it. Right? Maybe we can finally do it. So, wait a minute. Marilyn Manson is saying that through his satanic antichrist music, he could bring about the end of Christianity. Now, we know that's not possible. True Christianity will never end because Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. How about Led Zeppelin's famous guitarist, Jimmy Page? Jimmy Page, he bought the Abbey. The Abbey was Aleister Crowley's mansion. Now, a few years back, his mansion burnt down. Go figure. Led Zeppelin's famous guitarist Jimmy Page was a follower of Satanist Aleister Crowley. In 1970, Page purchased Crowley's estate on the shores of Loch Ness. Page scored a soundtrack for Kenneth Anger's occultic Crowley-inspired film Lucifer Rising. Okay. This was inspired by Crowley, or inspired for Crowley, put it that way, from Crowley, right here. Is in tribute to him. No, I don't have to pray for Van Halen's soul. He's in hell. There's nothing I can pray for him about. spare me your fake care for them. Bashing them? I'm revealing the spirit of who they are. Now, let's see. I want to go to we're going to get to some of this here in a second. Led Zeppelin, he bought, Led Zeppelin's guitarist Jimmy Page bought the Abbey, which is right there. Page financed an occultic bookshop called Equinox, named after Crowley's Journal of Magic and published out-of-print writings by the Satanist. Page testified, "I think Aleister Crowley is completely relevant today. We're all still seeking for truth. The search goes on. Magic is very important if people can go through with it." Hammer of the Gods, The Led Zeppelin Saga, page 229. Page called Crowley a misunderstood genius. And praised his philosophy as the liberation of the person. Page had Crowley's statement, "Do what thou wilt," inscribed in the plastic surrounding of the label of Led Zeppelin III. Hungry for heaven. Led Zeppelin conducted a mock black mass during a record release party, holding the event in the underground caves, which formerly housed similar rites perpetuated by Sir Francis Dashwood and his debauched Hellfire Club two centuries earlier. Now, Dashwood and the Hellfire Club, that's where they met. Led Zeppelin's song, Houses of the Holy, is sung to Satan. He says this, "Let the music be your master. Will you heed the master's call? O Satan." The inside cover of Led Zeppelin IV's pictures a satanic high priest with a lantern and a hexagram in his hand. Jimmy Page said their 1976 album Presence was named to describe the force or power behind the group's musical genius. Well, I agree. Right? That's who they are. It describes the power. Where they get their power. There it is. It's where they get their power. It's what spirit they're of. It's what they do. It's who they are. We'll get to Crowley on the cover of the Beatles album. We already have it. It's right here. I already showed it. It's right there. Yes, it was, Andrea. Andrea asked the question, wasn't Satan's body made up of musical instruments? Yes, it was. The tabrets and the pipes. We'll get to that in another broadcast, I'm sure. Famous Satanist Aleister Crowley, who has had a large influence upon modern rock music, once offered himself to the Russian authorities to help destroy Christianity. They wanted, so he offered himself, he was an agent, and he offered himself to Russia right? To be used to destroy Christianity. That's what he wanted to do. That was his goal. Why? Well, he called himself the beast. He called himself the Antichrist. And he called himself Beast 666. He was a stinking, wicked pervert. That's who he was. That's who he was. Crowley is gone, though, but Mick Jagger, the Rolling Stones, and Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin both scored soundtracks for film about Crowley. As we've seen, Page was a Crowley fanatic. Crowley's photo appeared on the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's. There you go. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts, right there. So you have to understand, Maria, I've never seen it that it was struck by lightning, but I could believe it. But I don't know if that was God that did that or how that happened. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. So, Jesus said he beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven. But I've never heard that. So anyway, I'm going to keep going. But think about that for a second. These people looked up to this raging satanic pervert who was into bestiality, pedophilia, homosexuality. Right? And all those things. And I don't know. There's been people that said the thing about Barbara Bush, but I don't have any proof of it. So I'm not gonna teach it because I don't know. I've never seen any proof. Just because somebody looks like somebody doesn't mean I can, you know, make that call. So I'm not gonna. The Beatles testified that the characters who appeared on their album were their heroes. John Lennon explained to Playboy magazine that the whole Beatle idea was to do what you want. Do what thou wilt, as long as it doesn't hurt somebody. Yeah, I taught on the Golden Dawn and Aleister Crowley about 7 years ago. So it's back there in my C.S. Lewis series. You can find it there. Okay. This is what Crowley taught, though. Ozzy Osbourne's song "Mr. Crowley" glorifies the drug-crazed Satanist. Osbourne called Crowley a phenomenon of his time. Here's the lyrics that he sung to him. These are the rock heroes that people want to hold up and lift up. This is the spirit that's behind it. Mr. Crowley, what they done in your head? Oh, Mr. Crowley, did you talk with the dead? Your lifestyle to me seems so tragic. With the thrill of it all, you fooled all the people with magic. Yeah, you waited on Satan's call. Mr. Charming, did you think you were pure? Mr. Alarming, in nocturnal rapport, uncovering things that were sacred manifest on this earth. Ah, conceived in the eye of a secret, and they scattered the afterbirth. Mr. Crowley, won't you ride my white horse? Mr. Crowley, it's symbolic, of course. The guy's saying, in my opinion, that he wanted to fornicate with Crowley. Mr. Crowley, approaching a time that is classic, I hear maidens call. Approaching a time that is drastic, standing with their backs to the wall. Was it polemical scent? I want to know what you meant. I want to know what you meant. Yeah. He's saying, I want to understand what you did. I want to be as dark as you. I want to gather your knowledge. That's what he's saying. Yeah, he was a beast, all right. That's who these people are. Okay? Let's go to the Doors. On the back cover of the Doors 13 album, what do we know about the number 13 in Scripture? What have we learned about the number 13? Think about that number 13 in the Bible. Twelve years they served Chedorlaomer, and then the 13th year they rebelled. It's a number that represents either love in 1 Corinthians 13 or rebellion. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, we see rebellion. God says, look what he says in Deuteronomy 13. And there, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder come to pass, wherever he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. Because they're going to teach you to walk after somebody else, after another god. Now look at Revelation 13. Here's where we find the beast, the Antichrist, the false prophet. That's right, Nate Gross. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. So let's go back to the Doors. Remember Huxley's doors of perception? Well, here you have the doors. Yes, Crowley liked to hear the screams of a young boy. And I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to get into that. You don't really need to know too much about that, but that's as much as you need to know. Now, this is the back cover of the Doors album. On the back cover of the Doors 13 album, Jim Morrison and the other members of the band are shown posing with a bust of Aleister Crowley. If you know anything about the Doors, if you know anything about his songs, and I'll be honest with you, I wasn't super into like heavy metal and stuff like that, but I'll tell you what, I actually liked some of their songs when I was a lost man. One of the ones that I liked the most was Riders on the Storm. But if you listen to what they're saying, it's satanic. Riders on the Storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet memory will die. Killer on the road. Yeah, girl, gotta love your man. Twisted. Twisted, sick people. Break on through to the other side. That's the one that I was trying to think of. Break on through to the other side. You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Tried to run, tried to hide. Break on through to the other side. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there, but can you still recall the time we cried, break on through to the other side? Mm-hmm. They want to go through those doors to another world. That's what they want to do. Who they are. I think it's interesting. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, and then Crowley in the middle. Okay, David Bowie referred to Crowley in his song Quicksand from the album The Man Who Sold the World. Graham Bond thought he was Crowley's illegitimate son and recorded albums of satanic rituals with his band Holy Magic. Iron Maiden lead singer Bruce Dickinson said, "We've referred to things like the tarot cards, tarot, and ideas of people like Aleister Crowley." That's the spirit they have. That's what's in them. That's the spirit they have. And it's totally antichrist and against the things of God. Yeah, we talked about the movie already, Carl. Let's see. Oh, I did that one already. The members of the Grateful Dead got a reader's ticket to London's Warburg Institute, where the most complete collection of magical books in the English language is housed, along with many of Aleister Crowley's manuscripts. See, a lot of people don't know who Crowley was. Crowley was an agent of the government. He was an agent. That's how he got away with his pedophilia. That's how he got away with torturing and doing the things that he did. Yeah, we'll get to Michael Jackson. Now, on the cover of the Doors 13 album, like you saw there, so you see the presence of Crowley. Now, Daryl Hall of the rock duo Hall & Oates admitted that he followed Crowley. "I became fascinated with Crowley, the 19th century British magician who shared those beliefs. I was fascinated by him because of his personality was the late 19th century equivalent of mine. A person brought up in a conventional religious family who did everything he could to outrage the people around him, as well as himself." Now, let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you. Just because somebody grows up in a Christian home doesn't mean they're saved. I've seen some terribly wicked people grow up in Christian homes. Now, I'll tell you, there had to be a lot of hypocrisy in that home for them to turn out that blatantly evil and wicked. There had to be. So I would warn you, if you're saved by the grace of God and you have children, you better raise them in truth and holiness and righteousness and separation and in godly fear. And you better be consistent with your life and your testimony. And you better stand up for the things and explain to them how this world is and how absolutely wicked this world is. And how God is true and His word is true and what He says is true. And live it out in your lives. Be consistent. You can't just name the name of Christ and not depart from iniquity, or not teach your family correctly or anything like that. Or think just because your children are in your house and you take them to Sunday school, they're going to turn out all right for the Lord. That's not true. It takes work. This man said he became fascinated. Now, you have to understand. This man, he died. He was born in 1875. He died in 1947. But this man, his wicked works lived on after him. And many people believe that he opened up a portal. He opened up a portal, many people believe. We know that Lamb was part of that, and Crowley went around and gathered magic from different areas. He slept in pyramids. He was a 108th degree Mason in Egyptian Freemasonry. I'm gonna educate Mrs. P61 something. The last minutes with cry, they said CIA mind control, drugs, alcoholism, they were raised. Yet God's grace, repentance, and forgiveness, no one can judge who's going to heaven. Yes, I can. I can take the word of God and I can show you a life that says that that's according to the scriptures, and I show you one that's not. I can show you that from the scriptures. I can show you that. And I can show you a rebel devil like this loved his sin. You know what his last words were, Miss Smarty Pants? You know what it was? Miss Smarty Pants, Miss Grandma ACDC Smarty Pants? Let me give you what his last words were. I am perplexed. Thank you. Thank you. Believe me, my head's clear. I'm not confused by a bunch of banging rock music with devils coming out of it. I understand what the Bible says. I know what eternal life is. I know what the scriptures say about it. And I know there's evidence of it in the scriptures for it. And there's not evidence of a high priest of Satan right here that his last minute while he's going, he just automatically had a religious conversion out of nowhere. I'm so sick and tired of people saying things like that. It's so absolutely foolish. I doubt whether you're saved saying things like that. I'm sorry, but I really do doubt whether you're a Christian. If you really understand the doctrine of salvation, if you really understand repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, do you understand what I'm trying to do? I'm not calming down. You couldn't calm me down. An army of stinking devils won't calm me down. I'm going to preach the truth, and I'm going to warn these kids that are being seduced by these devils, and some of you 40-year-olds that are being seduced by these devils that won't grow up, follow the scriptures, and teach your grandchildren and children right. How do you like those apples? I'm tired of the hobnobbing with the world. I'm tired of it being okay for God's people to live like the devil, and you are people that profess to be God's people to live like the devil, and preachers are supposed to back off and calm down. You know what the problem is? Too many have backed off and calmed down. Too many have shut up and cowered on the corner because some blue-haired grandma got mad at them. How do you like that? I liked it just fine. Okay, now I'm calm. There you go. Calm down, honestly. No. Here's what you don't understand. I'm not gonna calm down. I'm not gonna. I'm here to get fired up, not calm down. I'll put it this way. I'll calm down when Satan quits fighting God. That's what I'll do. I'll calm down when Satan stops tempting people. I'll calm down when people stop going to hell. My rest is in heaven. For now, I'm in a war. That's where it is. Okay, so back to where I was. Before I was so rudely interrupted by people that want me to calm down. Funny. How come they don't tell Ozzy Osbourne to calm down? How come they don't tell Led Zeppelin to calm down? How come Granny didn't tell AC/DC to calm down? How come they want me to calm down? Mrs. P61 says something that, oh my, it devastates me. Whatever shall I do now with that comment? She said, I doubt your salvation. You're a Pharisee, and I pray for everyone who follows you. Your devil speak. By the way, my hair isn't blue. No, but your soul is ugly. Ugly. That's the truth, friend. I always know what spirit you're of when here is Aleister Crowley called literally the most wicked man alive. And you want me to calm down. And you got to understand, when some woman comes on and tells me to calm down, there's like this little guy that starts jumping around in my head that goes, okay, time to get excited. Because I just don't listen to women that tell me what to do. I just do not do very well with that at all. I absolutely do not do well with that at all. I just don't. Nope. I just don't. Anyway, now to understand who this man is. See, this man went around and collected magic. Understanding. He collected it. Right? He went everywhere gathering this. He's a fellow member of the occult society known as the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. He was initiated into the Outer Order of the Golden Dawn on November 18th, 1898 by the group's leader. The ceremony took place in the Golden Dawn Isis Urania Temple, held at London's Mark Mason's Hall, where Crowley took the magic motto and name Frater Perdurbio, which he had been interpreted, I shall endure to the end. Bennett taught Crowley more than ceremonial magic and ritual use of drugs. Together, they performed the rituals of the Goetia until Bennett left for South Asia to study Buddhism. In November of 1899, Crowley purchased Bulkshine House and foyers on the shores of the Loch Ness in Scotland. He developed a love of Scottish culture, describing himself as a laird of Bolshaken. Boliskine. Who cares? They're a bunch of devils. And took to wearing traditional Highland dress, even during visits to London. He continued writing poetry, publishing Jezebel and other tragic poems. Crowley soon progressed through the lower grades of the Golden Dawn and was ready to enter the group's inner secret second order. He was unpopular in the group. His bisexuality and libertine lifestyle had gained him a bad reputation, and he had developed feuds with some of the members, including W.B. Yeats. Anyway, you can go back and listen. I covered a lot of that. I'm not going to get into that. I don't really want to. The Egyptian, the Book of the Law. Do you understand that these are the people that inspired the rock movement? This man. This man. He inspired these men. They followed his religion. They followed his religion. Okay, according to Crowley's later statements on April 8th, he heard a disembodied voice that claimed to be that of Awias, the messenger of Horus. Crowley said that he wrote down everything the voice told him over the course of the next 3 days. Mm-hmm. So basically he met devils. And he communicated with devils. And the devils almost tore him up. Almost killed him. Ordo Templi Orientis. That was Crowley's. Published the Book of Lies, a work of mysticism. Yep, I covered Ron Hubbard and the Scientology before, but I'll cover it again someday. Yep. Crowley came under attack. Let's see. So anyway, bad stuff happened to him. No doubt he was a devil. Second World War. Crowley wrote to the Naval Intelligence Division offering his services, but they declined. He associated with a variety of figures in the British intelligence community at the time, including Dennis Wheatley, Ronald Dahl, Ian Fleming, and Maxwell Knight, and claimed to have been behind the V for Victory sign for first used by the BBC that has never been proven. In 1940, his asthma worsened with his German-produced medication unavailable. He returned to using heroin, once again becoming addicted. So Crowley worked with high-level government officials. He did everything that the Bible said not to. He called himself 666 the Beast. That's who he was. By the way, are you noticing something here? Child trafficking, pedophilia. Crowley's sex magic. And I'm not going to get into detail in any of that. Because it's not necessary. It's not edifying. Destitution, high-level government officials. Right? The list goes on and on and on. Hey, Mrs. P61, could you tell me how I'm a blasphemer? How did I blaspheme God by exposing Aleister Crowley? Who is your God, anyway? I do thank God for his grace every day because I absolutely do need it. I absolutely do need it. You're absolutely correct about that. I do need it. Every day of my life, I need it. And by the way, the person that told me to calm down was Danielle. You just want to preach a false gospel that Aleister Crowley, 666 Beast, choked on a Cheeto right before he died and said, by the way, I think I'll turn from my beastly life the 3 seconds I have left in my breath. And I don't believe that nonsense. I don't believe it at all. I don't believe it's anywhere in the Bible. Okay. Anyway. Hall from Hall & Oates said this. He owned a signed and numbered copy of Crowley's The Book of Thoth about an Egyptian god. Sting, formerly of the Police, spent many hours studying Crowley's writings. Stiv Batters, lead singer for the Dead Boys and Lords of the New Church, had a song entitled, Do What Thou Wilt, This Is the Law. After Crowley's philosophy in another song, Batters sang, I heard the devil's curse, I recognize my name. Now, in comes another well-known figure. Some say this is Crowley, I believe, and some say this is Adam Weishaupt. But this is Michael Jackson's dangerous CD. And I didn't make this picture up. I found it online, but I thought it was interesting. Right? If you look at this. He has this outlined here, and he's kind of telling the truth about Miss P61, I'm not rebuking you on things you didn't say. You know, it's really strange how there's always like a few women and some men with that spirit that like to come on and say things. Anyway, who cares? Look at Michael Jackson's album here. Look what he's revealing here. The all-seeing eye. Right there. There's a little boy here in the palm of somebody else's hand. I absolutely 1,000% believe that Michael Jackson was completely raped by high-level white men in Hollywood. And that's why he turned out the way that he did. Mm-hmm. But anyway, here's the thing. What you see here is a picture of the Illuminati. It is a picture of everything. Whether he's doing it in some form of grief or whether he's doing it to reveal. But he's showing the Masonic Lodge. He's showing the differences. He's showing possibly Aleister Crowley. Some people say Wyseth, right? Anubis, Egyptian, jackal-headed god of the dead. The battles and the war that's going on there. And he's got a mask on, if you notice it. Do you see the mask that he has on? What he's saying is his life is not real. Like his life isn't real. Rappers Jay-Z and Tyler, the Creator, have worn Crowley t-shirts. We've seen those before on him. And we've seen the Baphomet. We've seen the Baphomet ceremony between Sasha Fierce, right? His girlfriend, Sasha Fierce. Right? Beyonce, Sasha Fierce takes over. It's another spirit that takes over. It's a boy spirit that takes over her when she's on stage and she's empowered. Right? So Jay-Z, they have that same spirit, right? That's that same Baphomet spirit that's there. Okay, so that's the that's part of the picture. But what does it give credence to? Crowley, Egyptian magic, all those things. The Rolling Stones have been deeply involved with the occult. Newsweek magazine called Mick Jagger the Lucifer of rock and the unholy roller. The cover of the album Goat Head Soup featured a severed goat's head floating in a boiling cauldron, symbolic of satanic worship. The cover to their Satanic Majesty request depicted the group's pose as warlocks. Right? Here they are, the Rolling Stones. Looks like some tripped out land, doesn't it? How about this? This is their signature song. Sympathy for the Devil. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Now understand, this is Satan. Michael Jackson is a pervert. He's got a buff. He's got the spirit of Cory Bantus. He did have anyway. He's in hell. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul to waste. And I was round when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made, and I quote, damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name, but what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. I stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a general's rank when the blitzkrieg raged and the body stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh, yeah. Ah, what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Oh, yeah. I watched with glee while your kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste, and I laid traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach Bombay. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh, yeah, but what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Oh, yeah, get down, baby. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. Oh, yeah, what's confusing you? Is just the nature of my game. So if you meet me, have some courtesy. Just as every cop is a criminal and all the sinners saints, as heads is tails, just call me Lucifer, because I'm in need of some restraint. So if you meet me, have some courtesy, have some sympathy and some taste. Use all your well-learned polities, or I'll lay your soul to waste. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Right? That's That's what they believed in. That's their religion. They're only sharing with you their religion. Right? Sympathy for the devil. And then Van Halen's running with the devil. They were honest. I live my life like there's no tomorrow, and all I've got I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a pace that kills. Running with the devil. I found the simple life ain't so simple when I jumped out on that road. I got no love, no love you'd call real. Ain't got nobody waiting at home. Running with the devil. He's describing Lucifer's life on the road. Lucifer's life when he left heaven. Lucifer's life. Look at the androgynous beings. That's them. That's what they stand for. It's what they believe. This song contains pounding African drums and screams that sound like the field recording of an African voodoo ceremony. At the end of it, Jagger ripped off his shirt to reveal a tattoo of the devil on his chest. Brian Jones was dressed as a devil at the concert, which was to be his last. The concert ended with Sympathy with the Devil. Motley Crue's first hit album was Shout at the Devil. I mean, they're only telling you what they believe. I don't know why you would listen to it. Here it is. This is these guys. Androgyny. That's the spirit. The spirit of androgyny right there. That's the spirit. They look like women. You don't know what they are. That's that spirit of Baphomet. That Antichrist spirit. Nikki Six said, we have skulls, pentagrams, and all kinds of satanic symbols on stage. I've always flirted with the devil. Their song, City Boy Blues, blasphemously stated, don't look to Jesus to change your seasons. The other song said, I carry my crucifix under my death list. Forward my mail to me in hell. Our Father who ain't in heaven, be thy name on the wild side. The group Danzig, led by Glenn Danzig, has a logo with a picture of a demon strangling Jesus Christ while blood is coming out of Christ's bulging eyes. Danzig conceived the vile legal logo and told the reporter that it's cool. Heartbeat of a Dragon. Page 124. Their song, Until You Call on the Dark, says, I want to be the God who kills. I want to be the Christ who dies upon the fires of infamy. You know, I want to show you their album if I can. He's got an upside down cross, basically. That's who they are. Right there. It's got a demon's head in the middle of it. Danzig has a song, Snakes of Christ. He says, Serpent Jesus, snake of Christ, nailed to a cross of a holy design. Blood to water, water to wine, whip the soul till a mother cries. Bring it down, pierce the side, start the legend with a funeral rite. Serpent Jesus, snake of Christ, gonna build you a world of lies. Then there's Deicide. The cover of their album, Once Upon the Cross. Why would you make an album like that? I'm telling you, because they know God's real, that's why. They know this Bible is true. They know our God is true, and they hate him. And that is the true spirit of that music. It's what they believe. It's what they hold to. Right? I'll show you the album cover. Well, I can't show you that. It looks really nasty. What if I can... That one's far enough away so you can't see anything too close. This is the cover. They sing about the joys of killing Jesus in songs like Crucifixion and Deicide. Lead singer Glenn Benton branded an inverted cross on his forehead and named his son Damon, allegedly meaning master of the supernatural. Black Sabbath has spewed forth a constant stream. Of abuse and hatred toward Bible-believing Christians. Their 1989 album and 1990 tour was called Headless Cross, which is blasphemy against Jesus Christ. Of that album, Black Sabbath lead singer at the time, Tony Martin, said, "With Headless Cross, I went as far to the dark side as I could possibly get away with." Let's see. This is them. That's what they stand for. It's not a game, folks. See, that's what they stand for. That's who they are. That's what they believe in. They hate God and they have an antichrist spirit about them. They place inverted crosses on the platform during concerts. That's what witches use, is inverted crosses to symbolize blasphemy against Christ. And they reject the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. At a concert in Ontario, Canada, Black Sabbath gave an altar call to Lucifer, inviting the audience to commit their lives to Satan. Black Sabbath lead singer Ronnie James Dio gave the Satanic Salute at concerts and invited the audience to do the same. At that moment, a cross on stage would burst into flames. The song Master of Reality presented Satan as the Lord of Rock and Roller. They said, your soul is ill, but you will not find a cure. Your world was made for you by someone above, but you chose evil ways instead of love. You made me master of the world where you exist. The soul I took from you was not even missed. Lord of this world, evil possessor, Lord of this world, here's your confessor now. What was he talking to? In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The light of the glorious gospel is the opposite of what these people are pushing. And if you can't see that, you're completely deceived. Black Sabbath bassist Geezer gave the following testimony in 1996. I was really interested in the occult because I was brought up Catholic. That's interesting, isn't it? When I was a kid, I was a religious maniac. I loved anything to do with religion and God. Being a Catholic, every week you hear what the devil does. And Satan's this and Satan's that, so you really believe in it. What sparked my interest was when I was in London around 1966. There was a whole new culture happening, and this one guy used to sell these black magic magazines. I read a magazine and thought, oh yeah, I never thought of it like that. Satan's point of view. I just started reading more and more. You come to a point where you cross over and totally follow it and totally forget about Jesus and God. What is he saying there? He's okay with following Satan. He wanted Satan's viewpoint. Listen, let me share something with you. And I mean this, and I want you to listen very closely. There are going to be times in your life where there are things that you're not going to be able to fully understand as a Christian. You may read your Bible and go through some things for years, and you don't understand it sometimes, why God allows things. But you have to simply remember this. The Bible is my authority. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I've been through, God's word is my authority. God's word is right. No matter what. I'm telling you, there's going to be a time in your life when questions come up and you're going to be tempted to not trust God. You're going to be tempted to not trust the Lord and to give your mind way to questions that you can't always understand it. You don't always have every answer right away. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes God reveals things later on. But our duty is to trust the Lord and trust His word no matter what. It's very important that you remember that. I don't need Satan's point of view. I don't need the occult's point of view. I don't need any of that. What do I have? I have the scriptures, which are always right. And you children understand this as young as you are, if you're listening. And that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith. Amen. They're able to make thee wise unto salvation. Ronnie James Dio, the lead singer of Black Sabbath from 1979 to 82, admits that he had studied the occult and attempted to contact the spirit world via seances. Well, at least he's honest. He named himself Dio. His real name is Padavana, which means God. On his albums, he spells Dio upside down, referring to the devil. The stage for his Sacred Heart album tour featured a leering red eye creature symbolizing Satan. The cover to his album Holy Diver depicted a priest or a preacher in chains being thrust into the sea, depicting the lie that the devil has power over Christianity. Here it is. This is supposed to represent God, but their bastardized religion is Roman Catholicism, which is not the Lord. But it shows this demon putting chains into this preacher, this Catholic priest, and putting him down in the darkness. Well, there's a lot of truth to that, because that is going to happen. They're going to be bound hand and foot and cast in the lake of fire, because they're lost and dead in sins. That's why we believe the gospel. The Bible will never be proven wrong, and it will never be put down. It will never be erased, no matter how many antichrists rise up in every generation to try to do it, whether they use music, whatever they use, it matters not. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that so shall he also reap. Yet Black Sabbath has won 2 Grammys and sold more than 70 million records. How about Ozzy Osbourne? He was the leader of Black Sabbath. He enjoyed mainstream acceptance. His reality television show was the most popular program on MTV in the early 2000s. He was lauded by President Bush in 2002 at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He appeared on Jay Leno's The Tonight Show. How about this person? Jefferson Airplane's original singer, Grace Slick, blasphemously named her illegitimate child God. Before the birth certificate was recorded, though, the child's name was changed to China. The Jefferson Airplane song, The Son of Jesus, from the Long John Silver album, is filled with blasphemy against Jesus Christ. The song claims that Christ's miracles go only so far, that he learned his secret wisdom in Egypt, and that he had sexual relations with Mary Magdalene, and that God the Father was sexually attracted to Jesus' daughter. The Long John Silver album was the 20th most popular album at the time. Jefferson Airplane song El Diablo, Spanish for the devil, says El Diablo, I can feel your power in my soul. See, they don't know the God of the Bible. The Jesus that they believe in is the Jesus of the Da Vinci Code. The Jesus they're describing is that Masonic false one. It is really Lucifer who they're describing. Somebody said it's probably wise to pray and plead the blood of Jesus before reading these satanic lyrics. Well, let me explain something to you, Joseph, whatever your name is. By God's grace, I have a relationship with Christ, and I walk with him every day. I walk in fellowship and communion with his word and with him daily. And I'm not superstitious. So I don't believe that their words can do anything to me. I know the word of the Lord is what has power. I know that it is God's word that has all the power. And I don't believe that their words have any control over me. Because I believe that God's word is supreme to it all. And I also have the shield of faith. So when I go with the armor of God, I have the shield of faith, which is able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby ye are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. They might be babes, but you know what? God takes care of his babies. God takes care of his children. I'm not a charismatic, and I'm not spooky. So I don't follow any of that. I've got God's word, and he'll take care of us. Amen. I appreciate the sentiment. We all should pray. That's part of prayer. That's what we do. We pray. So I agree with you. Prayer is a weapon. It's one. It's part of our armor. It's the other offensive weapon. All prayer. Okay, the leader of the Swedish rock group Bathory said they wore crosses upside down to show everybody that I'd rather turn to Satan than to Christ. David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust character blasphemously offered himself as a rock and roll suicide in mockery of the martyrdom of Jesus Christ in Flowers in the Dustbin. In his weird song Modern Love, Bowie promoted the idea that God is a myth. Get me to the church on time. Church on time terrifies me. Church on time makes me party. Church on time puts my trust in God and man. God and man, no religion. God and man don't believe in modern love. The British rock group Crass was investigated by the police for criminal blasphemy. Other country, I believe. In 1997, interview band member Abaddon admitted that he has been a Satanist and that he got a lot from people like LaVey. Venom's songs include Welcome to Hell, In League with Satan, Sons of Satan, Possessed, and Heaven's on Fire. The cover to one of Venom's albums states, without any fear of God, we're possessed by all that is evil. The death of you, God, we demand. We spit at the virgin you worship and sit at the Lord Satan's left hand. Well, we don't worship a virgin. Right? Death metal rocker Varg Vikernes, who has convicted of murdering another death metal rocker in Norway, claims that he worships the Odin, the Viking god of war and death, the one-eyed enemy of the Christian God. How about that? And I don't want to forget about, I'm running out of time, guys. I don't want to forget about AC/DC. Actually, punk rocker Patti Smith said, Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Melting in a pot of thieves, wild card up my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own. They belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me. AC/DC song Hell's Bells says this, if God's on the left, then I'm sticking to the right. If you're into evil, you're a friend of mine. The album Back in Black, on which Hell's Bells appeared, had sold 50 million copies and is the best-selling hard rock album of all time. The song's Hell's Bells is ranked at number 190 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs. Not to mention all kinds of other wicked things that they talk about. Money talks and everything else. The dead Kennedys often blasphemed Jesus Christ and mocked Christians. The song Religious Vomit and the Blasphemes album In God We Trust stated, all religions make me want to throw up. All religions make me sick. All religions make me want to throw up. The cover of the Eagles album Hotel California. We need to look at that. That is a wicked song, by the way. Let's see. Let's see. Hotel California contains a photo of Anton LaVey, founder of the First Church of Satan and author of the Satanic Bible. Eagles recording manager Larry Salter said the group had dealings with the Church of Satan. Anyway, I don't see that on there, but it might be. I can't really see it. Unless it's maybe this album. Anyway, I'm not sure where that is. I can't see it very well. Oh, here it is. Right here. Anyway. Oh, he's standing in the balcony. Here it is right there. Okay. There it is. Okay, I got to get out of here, but I'll read a few more to you, then I got to go. The Eagles song Good Day in Hell stated, "In that good book of names, I want to go down in flames. Seeing how I'm going down, fire, devil's on the phone, laughs and says, you're doing just fine." Fleetwood Mac sing, by the way, that's how Satan works. He'll tell you you're doing fine when you're on your way to hell, and he'll try to discourage the saints of God. But he'll tell those that are lost and dead in sins that don't want to do right and live for God, he'll give them all the comfort in the world. They'll never be moved at all. Fleetwood Mac singer Stevie Nicks was deeply involved in witchcraft. Rolling Stone called her Fleetwood Mac's blonde priestess of the occult. She is dressed as a witch on some of her solo album covers. Her music was published under the name Welch Witch Music. The booklet for her 1983 Wild Heart Tour says she believes in angels, witches, and magic wands. Lonely Night was dedicated to all the lonely witches in the world. Daryl Hall of the rock duo Hall & Oates has been involved in the occult. He says, "I believe in the ability to change reality through will, and that is the definition of magic. I feel I've done that. Around 1974, I graduated in the occult and spent a solid 6 or 7 years immersed in the Kabbalah and the Chaldean, the Celtic and the Druidic traditions and ancient techniques for focusing on the inner flame, the will that can create unimagined things and truly transform your individual universe. I became fascinated with Crowley." The 19th century British musician who shared those beliefs. "I was fascinated by him because his personality was the late 19th century equivalent of mine." There you go. Then you got Iron Maiden. "Welcome to Satan's Sanctuary. The lyrics to their song, The Number of the Beast, are in the night of the fires burning." Here's the lyrics. "In the night, the fire's burning bright. The ritual has begun. Satan's work is done. Sacrifice is going tonight. I feel drawn toward the evil chanting hordes. They seem to mesmerize me. Can't avoid their eyes. 666, the number of the beast. 666, the one for you and me. I'm coming back. I will return and possess your body." They used to say at their concerts, "Welcome to Satan's Sanctuary." I will do rap, Elijah Morgan. I'm going to cover that. I will, for sure. Sometime. I don't know when that's going to be. The Iron Maiden's song Heaven Can Wait is a mockery of the biblical heaven and of salvation through Jesus Christ, and promotes the rock and roll philosophy that people should ignore spiritual matters and live according to their earthly lusts. The lyrics say, "Heaven can wait, I have a lust for the earth below." Now, doesn't that sound a lot like what Mrs. P2654321, whatever it was, said to me? Oh, well, the last minute, you know, they could have done this. That's foolishness. That's foolishness. Madonna blames religion for making her feel guilty about nakedness and fornication. She dedicated her work to the eradication of shame. Her hit song, Like a Prayer, combined prayer and praise of God with fornication. In the video, Madonna appeared half naked with a crucifix around her neck, a burning cross in the background, accompanied by immoral dancers while singing about prayer and God. Sold 5 million copies. Bruce Springsteen blasphemously presents rock and roll as salvation. I got to get out of here, man. He has opened concerts with the words, "Welcome to the First Church of the Rock, brothers and sisters." He's mocked the Christian testimony by telling stories of how he was going to become a baseball star until rock and roll saved him. They called him Reverend Springsteen. Twisted Sister said, "Come out and play," oozes with rebellious blasphemy. That's what it says. "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of Rock and to the point of view for which it stands, one music under God. Yes, even God loves rock and roll. But as for me, I know that heavy metal lives, that it will at last stand forth upon the dust, and from my flesh I shall see it rock. My inmost being is consumed with longing. This is the word of the rocker." Twisted Sister's song Burn in Hell mocked the Bible's warnings. Take a good look in your heart. Tell me, what do you see? It's black and it's dark. Now, is that how you want it to be? It's up to you. What you do will decide your own fate. Make your choice now, for tomorrow may be far too late, and then you'll burn in hell. Oh, burn in hell. Make your choice now, for tomorrow may be far too late, and then you'll burn in hell. Oh, burn in hell. You're going to burn in hell. Burn in Hell from the 1984 album Stay Hungry. More than 4 million of that was sold. Prince. How about him? He was a big pervert. What did he die of? Wasn't it a fentanyl overdose? He was right out here. I preached outside in Minneapolis here. I preached in downtown Minneapolis outside his club. Newsweek calls him a prophet of sexual anarchy who apparently believes in salvation through fornication. Prince has combined the vilest of sexual immorality with religious fervor, claiming that sexual passion and the good Lord are as high as you can possibly get. He could be as dirty as a pornographer and as evangelistic as a preacher. What is that? Baphomet spirit, pervert. He sang hymns before launching into the vilest type of immoral performances. The cover to Prince's blasphemous Love Sexy album showed a naked Prince on one side and a plan of salvation on the other. Prince even presents himself as a messiah in his song, "I Would Die For You." In the song, "Don't Need Religion," Motorhead sings, "I don't need no blind belief. I don't need no comic relief. I don't need to see those scars. I don't need Jesus Christ Superstar. Don't need Sunday television. You bet your life I don't need religion." Man, I can't believe this is going so long. I'm going to keep going. There's 97 of you on here. We've lost about 10 people or 15 people or so. But I'll keep going and finish this because I want to finish this. Reznor said, "If you think I worship Satan because something you see in the closer video, great." That was Nine Inch Nails. The closer video showed a monkey crucified. Kurt Cobain, lead singer of Nirvana, spray painted his neighborhood with the words "Abort Christ" and "God is gay." Yet Cobain is widely acclaimed as the great rock artist. Nirvana has sold 75 million albums and has been called one of the most influential and important rock bands. Yet Cobain, or the Slayer song "Jesus Save," Jesus Saves mockingly states, "You go to church, you kiss the cross, you'll be saved at any cost. You have your own reality, Christianity. Jesus saves, listen to you pray. You think you'll see the pearly gates when death takes you away. Slayer's song, Hell Waits, is equally blasphemous. Jesus knows your soul cannot be saved. Crucify the so-called Lord. He soon shall fall to me. Your souls are damned. Your God has fell to slave for me eternally." Pink Floyd's Animals album contains a blasphemous recording of the 23rd Psalm entitled Sheep. It depicts Christians as gullible sheep being led to slaughter by a cruel and merciless God. The song finishes with the promise that in time man will resist such slaughter and will even rise up to dethrone God himself. What does that sound like to you? Here it is. Isaiah 14:13. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High." Man, this makes me, I'm going to do more shows on this. I'm going to do more broadcasts and I'm going to deal more with this. And I'm going to change, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do it because now I feel like I'm hitting a nerve somewhere. And when I feel like I'm hitting a nerve and I'm right over the target, I'm going to drop as many bombs as I can when I'm over the target. Bow Wow's song Prince of Darkness said, "Who's going to hell? What is his name? Open the door and let me in. I'm the Prince of Darkness." Sting calls Christianity a myth. He says that rock music is his religion. My religion would be music. And I had just received my first sacrament when he first heard the Beatles at age 11. It's their religion. I'm telling you, some of you people that listen to rock music, some of you that listen to it, you don't realize that you're soaking in that those devils into your life. I don't mean you're possessed if you're saved. What I mean is that you're being influenced by them. He was glad that at 6 years old, his six-year-old son had a concept of God he invented himself. The Blue Oyster Cult portrayed a dark, occultic, violent image. A rock reviewer says the Blue Oyster Cult is to pop music what the Ouija board is to parlor games. The inside cover of the Blue Oyster Cult's album, On Your Feet and or On Your Knees, depicts the band performing on a church platform with those in attendance wearing black hooded garments. I mean, there's so many things. The Jane's Addiction song, 3 Days, blasphemously claims that Jesus had erotic relations with more than one Mary. Andy Partridge of the group XTC says God is man-made. We invented this to keep other members of mankind, especially womankind, under control. It's a protectionist racket. In a song called Dear God from XTC, they say, "I don't believe in heaven and hell. No saints, no sinners, no devil as well. No pearly gates, no thorny crown. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is just somebody's unholy hoax. If there's one thing I don't believe in music, believe in, music stop, next line sung by a child, it's your dear God. One of the inspirations for the group Merciful Fate was Anton LaVey's Satanic Bible. Wow, I cannot believe how long this chapter is. Holy buckets. Lady Gaga is not only blasphemous, she's one of the filthiest rockers, yet she sold more than 150 million albums. Think about that. I'm not going to read all these because it can, I mean, the endless amount of material that I can read. The song Blasphemous Rumors by Depeche Mode says, I think that God has a sick sense of humor, and when I die, I expect to find him laughing. The song Personal Jesus mocks salvation in Christ. Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayer, someone who cares. Coven's album, Van Halen's song Best of Both Worlds from the 5150 album denies biblical salvation. They say this, you don't have to die to go to heaven or hang around to be born again. Just tune into what this place has to offer, for we may never be here again. Coven's album cover for Witchcraft Destroys Minds and Reaps Souls closes with a 13-minute satanic mass, including the words, Do you renounce Jesus as the Christ? Coven performed black masses at their stage show, and one of the group's road crew hung on a cross during the show. As a finale, the female lead singer Jinx would recite Aleister Crowley's philosophy, Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And then turned around and screamed, Hail Satan. I mean, there's so many more. We don't need to read all the lyrics, though. Public Image's limited first album, Public Image, first issue was an unrestrained attack on organized religion. In the video of Def Leppard's popular song, Bringing On the Heartache, lead singer Joe Elliott was mockingly put on the cross. Describing the Doors' music, Jim Morrison said, Right now, I'm more interested in the dark side of life, the evil thing. The dark side of the moon, the nighttime. But in our music, it seems to me that we're seeking, striving, trying to break through to some clearer, freer realm. Morrison was a student of the occult and performed blood-drinking rituals and Wiccan ceremonies. The Doors song Soft Parade blasphemy proclaimed that you cannot petition the Lord with prayer. We all know who the Grateful Dead were. They took the manuscripts of Crowley, all that kind of stuff. Tori Amos sings a song about Father Lucifer. See, they all have the same spirit. Homosexual rocker Elton John saying, if there's a God in heaven, what's he waiting for? If he can't hear the children, then he must see the war. But it seems to me that he leads his lambs to the slaughterhouse and not to the promised land, if there's a God in heaven. Lady Gaga on the song Judas played Mary Magdalene and pretends that she is in a love triangle with Jesus Christ and Judas and ultimately chooses Judas. The filthy video depicts Mary, Judas, and Jesus together in a hot tub. This is who these people are. They want to create doubt. Their songs create doubt in the mind. Shakira's 2005 song, How Do You Do, is a wicked, doubting, blasphemy song. It charges God with not caring about man's trouble. See, that's what Satan wants you to do. He didn't want you to believe God. He didn't want you to follow God. He wants you to doubt him. Black metal rock is filled with blasphemy. The Nazarene will fester in hell. Fight with the beast, onslaught. And the next one, I deny Jesus Christ the deceiver, the oath, merciful fate. Curse Nazarene, do nothing, king. There's no truth to the Holy Cross. That's no believer's sacred Reich. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is just somebody's unholy hoax. Deny resurrection, behead the Nazarene son. Behead the prophet by deicide. Only in the darkness of Christ have I realized God hates us all. Slayer. They're filthy and they're sick. And you don't really want to repeat him. And the Lord knows our hearts that we don't believe any of that. Rap music is the same way. Remember Kanye West? He appeared on the Thorn Crown cover, Thorn Crown Jesus on the cover of the Rolling Stones. His 2013 album was titled Yeezus, which is a play on West's nickname Yeezy. West being crowned king by angels in the song I Am a God. He raps, I just talked to Jesus and he said, what's up, Yeezus? Jay-Z mocks Jehovah and calls himself Jehovah. In his song Amen, Meeks Mills mockingly thanks God for all sorts of immortal things and likens fornication to church. Little B has an alter ego called Based God in which I'm the devil. He sings, I'm Satan, I make deals and death wishes. I hate Based God. Want to put him on the guest list? Little B is depicted crucified on a cross on the cover of his Angel's Exodus. In Sandwiches, Tyler the Creator, real name Tyler Okunuma, curses the church and sings, you told me God is the answer. When I ask him for, I get no answer. So God is the cancer. In another song, he says the devil is his father. On Live at the Barbecue, Main Source sings, when I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. On Deadly Combination remix, Tupac Shakur and Notorious B.I.G. cursed Jehovah and sang about raping and killing Mary. Tupac also appeared on a cross on the cover of his Machiavelli album. Tupac was shot dead in 96 and B.I.G. was shot in 97. The blasphemous rap song Deadly Combination appeared on Big L's album, The Big Picture. Big L sang about raping Christ in Danger Zone. Another Big L album was titled Return of the Devil's Son. Big L was shot to death in 1999 at age 23. Tell me that's not weird. On Pearly Gates, 50 Cent sang about going to the Pearly Gates and having a beef with the boss man and beating his only son. So, what's the Bible say the end of all this is? I'll show you. Revelation 19:20. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive in a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. This is where they end up. This is where all who blaspheme God. Oops, 21. No, that's not it either. Let's see. There it is, verse 8. I had the wrong verse. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. They're going to end up in a devil's hell. So I'm pleading with you, you that hear this, you that may be lost and you that may love this music. I'm pleading with you that you would turn to Christ before it's too late. That you would repent. The Bible says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. The Bible says, turn ye, for why will you die in your sins? The Bible tells us how we can know and have eternal life. And that's by faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, that God hath commanded all men everywhere to repent. That God has a day in which he will judge this world by my gospel. The Bible says that the blood of Christ is able to forgive your sins. You may be stuck in this rock and roll music, and you may have listened to this, and you may love it, and it may be something that has you. But I'm telling you that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and he was buried, and he rose again from the dead, and he defeated death and hell, and he took the keys to death and to hell. And Jesus Christ is well able to save your soul. He is well able. The Bible says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus Christ is well able to forgive your sins. Because the Bible says that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. You're in need of forgiveness of sins. All of us are in need of forgiveness of sins. And I can tell you that I've done some rotten things in my life. But the Lord Jesus Christ brought me to a place years ago of repentance and faith. And he changed me and he made me a new creature. I don't desire those things anymore. I hate those things. The longer you're saved, the more you'll hate sin. You'll hate yours more than anything. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I don't care what you've done, and I don't care where you've been. The blood of Christ is able to save your soul. Jesus died for your sins. He died for your blasphemy. He died for your anger. He died for your hate. He died for your wickedness and your fornication and your dirty music and all those other things. He died for you. He died for your sin. And the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. The only forgiveness you have is through Christ the Lord. The only way you can be changed supernaturally is by the Spirit of God. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I got good news for you amongst all this bad Antichrist stuff here that I just read to you, that Jesus Christ is able to forgive you, change you, wash you, make you new, and to equip you to walk with him for the rest of your life. And he will forgive your sins, and he will give you a new heart and a new life. Choose you this day whom you will serve. All right, everybody. Praise the Lord. It was a good broadcast today. And yes, I did use Eddie Van Halen's death to glorify God. I used the death of a rock star to talk about the wickedness of rock music and to show them Christ Jesus the Lord, to show them what spirit they are of. And I'll do that by God's grace until I'm dead. Anyway, praise the Lord. If you want to support the ministry, you can go to salvationpreacher@gmail.com and you can send us a PayPal if you'd like, and you can support our ministry that way, or you can mail us something. The address is there. If you want more sermons on this, I have done entire series on rock music, which we're going to do more. In the future here, but and on CCM and all the other ones. We're going to talk about all of it. Amen. So, but you can contact us through sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. And you can go down here if you want to support our ministry. You can mail us something and you can support our ministry if you'd like there that way. I appreciate it. We'll keep preaching the truth and warning sinners to flee from the wrath to come and making the devil mad all the way. I think it's funny that I literally have had 10 phone calls that I put on silent. Literally like 10 phone calls and it's no caller ID. I think it's somebody trying to interrupt my broadcast that knows I'm on. Those guys like to listen. Anyway, they like to listen so they can be mad and hate me. All right, everybody. Well, God bless you all. Take care. And we'll definitely, by God's grace, I might come on early. My daughter's birthday, we're going to celebrate it at the end of the week. And I might come on early on Friday, 10 to 12. 10 a.m. to 12 noon Central Time. All right, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Tonight I'll be preaching out of the book of Acts. We're going to talk about ordination in the church, church ordination. So we'll deal with that here tonight, and that'll go online later. And anyway, so God bless you all. Take care of yourselves. Pray for us. We can use it. Somebody, Jimmy Witt's asking me, you're going to talk about homosexuality, androgyny, and associate. Yes, I am going to. So anyway, that's another spirit that we'll talk about. Anyway, God bless you all. Take care of yourselves. We'll talk to you soon.